Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're on the air live right now. To address your question or discuss your real-life issue by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen and call. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus gathered a group of people around him, and he said these things. It was part of the Sermon on the Mount, but as he's moving toward the end of it, he turns his attention on just some basic human issues, you know, where we are and how we're going to live life. And food's important to us. Clothes are important to us. Shelter is important to us. Those are basic human needs, and sometimes we worry about those very basic things. We really do. That's just part of being human, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next day holds. And we start thinking about tomorrow and the next day and the next year. And we get worried. We get frightened. We get scared. And Jesus said this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life." And sometimes we read this and we say, "Wow, well, that was Jesus, you know, gathered on a hillside there in, you know, around the Sea of Galilee, talking to those people in that day." But here's the good news. Jesus Christ is alive. That Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world. He died, he was buried, and then he was raised back to life. And so that the Jesus that was speaking back then is speaking these same words to us today.
Yeah.
He's saying, don't worry about your life. He's got it all in his hands. As a matter of fact, he is your very life, and that's what Paul explains to us later on in one of his letters, Christ who is your very life. Let your heart and mind dwell upon him. Well, Jesus says the same thing here, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We don't need to be chasing the almighty dollar. We don't need to be doing the ways of the world. God is calling us to seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, knowing that he's going to take care of us. Are you worried about something in your life today? Are you worried about what tomorrow might hold? Are you worried about what the next day might hold? Is it getting to the point where you can't sleep at night, where your stomach is tied in knots? Well, if that's the case, Jesus Christ has an answer for you. He's alive, and he can speak into your life right now. And so if something is going on with you, we would love to talk about that with you on today's broadcast. We can point you into the Word of God and get you moving in the right direction, where you can see that worry and fear and anxiety start to diminish and be replaced with the peace of God that passes understanding.
Yeah, that's Basic Gospel, everybody. We would love to hear from you right now, 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of open lines. This is your best opportunity to give us a call and get straight through. 1-800-677-9377.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Elizabeth, New Jersey, and talk with Alfred listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Alfred.
Hi there. God bless you. Keep up the good works. Do you believe in divine healing, sir?
Do I believe that God can heal and does heal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, no, because I believe also. Well, okay, I would like for you guys to write my name down and put me on the prayer list, and you pray for me or agree with me in prayer or whatever that.
Okay.
God will heal me, that because the enemy is attacking something very precious to me. God has some work for me to do, and so the devil had decided that he would attack my vision.
Well, I hate to hear that, Alfred. You know, these bodies of ours and this sin-stained world that we live in, we go through trouble, don't we? And
yes, sir.
That's where we can step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you've overcome the world. And we can put our full weight of trust in you. And because we have that wonderful relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because we know that he loves us, we can certainly offer up all of the cares that are in our hearts to him, knowing that he cares for us. And certainly, you know, the physical things that we go through, those weigh heavy on us, don't they? And it sounds like this trouble with your eyes is weighing heavy on you.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I just hate that for you, Alfred. And let me just pray for you right now, okay?
Okay, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, say thank you so much for our dear brother in Christ, Alfred. I hate what he's going through, the trouble with his eyes. But touch his heart in such a way to comfort him, to give him peace. Protect his mind, as it says to us in Philippians, to be anxious for nothing, but in all things make our requests known to you. And when we do, the peace of God can guard our hearts and minds. And so I pray that for Alfred. And I pray, too, that if it be your will in this particular circumstance, that you would give a special touch and heal those eyes of his. But in whatever happens, Lord, I pray that you would just give Alfred a special touch and let him know that you're so real in his life that nothing can separate him from your love, that you're for him, and that he can count on that. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Alfred, let me do this. Let me put you on hold, and let me get your information, and then keep in touch with us, okay?
Okay, where are you in, Texas?
We're in Texas, just outside of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Don't we sound like Texans?
Yeah, a little bit. That's what I said.
Okay.
That's Georgia coming through, I'm hearing.
Oh, you Georgia's coming through too, huh?
That's right, that's right. Well, Alfred, let me put you on hold. Thanks so much for calling, my friend.
Okay.
And we just want to join with you in this, and like I said, pray for you, continue to pray for you. And we want
appreciate
you to
it.
Let us know how things are going. So you hang
yes,
on.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Couple of open lines, 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Travis. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How can we help you today?
Well, today I just, you know, based on what you said just a few minutes ago, introducing the subject today, just want to kind of give a message of hope and how I can relate to that today as well. You know, about almost a year and a half ago, I was just graduating college in May, then I was married, having a kid on the way, and, you know, today's economy is tough, and, you know, trusting in God with finances and all that stuff, but, you know, having to support a child on the way, and my wife, Julie, was, and she was without a job that same summer. And, you know, God provides in his time, and you just have to, for those out there, you just have to hope and trust in him, you know. And I was working a retail job that wasn't making too much, and I was doubting God about how I'm going to support my family financially. But in his time, and he provided, and I was able to use my degree and get a nice job. But then, you know, the bottom fell out of the job. You know, funding got cut. And, now I'm up looking for a job and still supporting a little one. And we had hopes and dreams of building us a home, you know, a new home to raise our family in, to grow our family. But I'm just trusting God that, you know, he's going to find us a place, and just keep on seeking God. And I'm just going to, that's all I want to say, and leave everybody else time for questions.
Well, Travis, that's
the rest of the broadcast.
That's a good word for our listeners today, because you know that's just reality for all of us. I mean, we mm-hmm. can, you know, things can start going well, and then, like you said, all of a sudden the bottom falls out, and then you're back mm-hmm. to ground zero, wondering what in the world tomorrow is going to hold for you, and especially mm-hmm. as a dad and as a husband, because you know, built into us as guys is this. Is this longing to provide and protect for those we're attached to. That's mm-hmm. that's a great thing. That's a needed thing mm-hmm. for us guys. Otherwise, we'd just run helter-skelter. We wouldn't care about anything. But the fact that God has put that in us really is a good thing. And we guys, we worry and we struggle with those things.
That's right. You know, we have a desire to feel needed and wanted. You know, we want to provide for our family and things like that. And I'm not being able to do that. Like I've been, you know, more of like a stay-at-home mom, kind of taking care of my kid a little bit, pick him up, take him to daycare, and that's a struggle for a man. And just be encouraged out there, men, and just trust God and seek Him. And we appreciate you guys and this broadcast every day. So.
Well, thank you.
Holler at you later, okay?
Well, thank you, Travis. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you this resource that we have this month called Grace and Money, and I think it will be something that will touch your heart in a special way. So you hang on. We'll send it to you, okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
Hey, hang on, Travis.
Grace and Money is a 2-CD series by Bob Christopher, and it answers the question, what does God have to say about money? It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and to make your gift and request yours, simply give our operator a call at 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828, up to 6 o'clock Central Time today. Or you can visit basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Yours for a gift of any amount, Grace and Money by Bob Christopher.
Yes, indeed, and I want to make a special announcement starting today and going through the end of this month, March 31st. We have a matching gift challenge. We had a board meeting several weeks ago, and a number of the board members came up and said, why don't we do a matching gift challenge for the month of March? And we've worked out all of those details, and so through some generous folks, we have a gift of $25,000, and here's what that means. For every dollar that comes in between now and the end of the month, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. So if you gave a gift of $100, it would be matched, and so that would be like giving $200. Well, what does that mean? That doubles the reach that you have through this ministry. If you gave a gift of $35, that reaches 100 people. Well, now, through this matching gift challenge, that will reach 200 people. A gift of $175, that reaches 500 people. Now, through this matching challenge, that will reach 1,000 people. So this is a very opportune time to double the impact of your gift to Basic Gospel. You can double your reach. And so we encourage you to take advantage of this. If you've been sitting on the fence on whether to give or not give, we encourage you to jump off on the side of making a contribution between now and March 31st. Your gift will be doubled at dollar for dollar up to $25,000. So yeah. Take advantage of that.
Yes, indeed. And you'll find that big old link right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net. It's a big gray link. Says, by the way, it says Matching Gift Challenge. I think that's a good place to click.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to North Carolina and talk with Jimmy, listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
At the beginning of your show, you mentioned about anxiety and not sleeping at night. And like your previous caller, I had lost my job, and I've been out of work for some time, and I've been anxious every day and not sleeping at night. And I was out of work for 5.5 months, and my wife is just carrying the whole load. And, you know, I felt like such a failure. I really still do feel like such a failure. But I just secured a job 2 weeks ago with a local construction company. I'm a carpenter by trade, and I'm still anxious about every day. I'm not confident anymore. My self-confidence is really just gone. I went through a carpenter apprenticeship years ago, and I worked pretty good as a carpenter, and I just don't feel that I'm up to par for that job anymore. I don't get it. I was with the Lord for a long time, or He was with me, and I feel that I drifted away from Him for a long time. We had lost our oldest child 7 years ago, and
well,
I lost my mind after that. That's a deep hurt,
Jimmy. That really, just, lose a child like that, that is a deep, deep hurt. I'm sure there was anger. I'm sure you lashed out at God, and you asked why a million times, and I bet it was a hardship on the marriage. There's just
absolutely
a lot that you have to deal with. And then on top of that, now you've lost a job, And it's easy to ask, Lord, where are you? Where have you been? I thought you said you love me. And now all of this is going on, and it just seems like it's being poured out in abundance, and I'm getting kind of tired of it. You start thinking like that for a long period of time, Jimmy. Your feelings start to really get in the mix, and it feels like God's a million miles away. It feels like there's no hope. It feels like that he's not interested. It feels like he doesn't really care. It feels that way, and that's a tough feeling. And I understand that.
I'm so negative these days, Bob, and I'm dragging everybody down around me. My wife is feeling negative because I'm negative, and my daughter graduates college the end of May, and I'm so proud of her.
Here's what I want you to do, Jimmy. There's something good that happens every single day that you live. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes our eyes are veiled to what God is doing. But here's what I would like for you to do. I would like for you in the evening time to sit down with your wife, if your oldest child is there, and I want you to just sit down and say, what can we thank the Lord for today? And have a time together where you and your wife, your family, y'all thank the Lord together for the blessings of that day. It could be a good conversation that you had, that you were able to finish a project at work, hear from your wife, listen to her, share in what she's thankful for. And I think if you can learn to give thanks, because that's the will of God for you, Jimmy, is to give thanks. And sometimes that's hard to do when circumstances aren't so good. But
it's been real hard.
But in the midst of those circumstances, there's little things that happen all along the way where God is showing his hand of faithfulness. And when you start seeing those things, then his hand of faithfulness starts becoming bigger and bigger in your mind. You start to see it more. And that's when your heart can really start responding with genuine thankfulness. So I think it's very important for you as the husband, as the father, to say, hey, I know I've been down. I know we've been down. Let's change that now. And let's gather together and as a family give thanks to the Lord. And it could be as simple as, what he's done for you in the sense that he's taken away all your sins. I mean, there's not one sin that has gone unpunished as far as you're concerned. All the punishment went upon Jesus, and there's no condemnation left for you. He's declared you to be righteous, Jimmy. He's put you in right relationship with him, and he sees you as righteous every single day of your life. He's declared you to be a child of God. So you are a child of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And start thanking the Lord for those truths. And I think that will start opening up your eyes a little bit and seeing that he's just right there with you.
I'll do that starting today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jimmy. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll send you this resource as well. It's Grace and Money, but it's an overview of many of the things we've been talking about all month. So let me put you on hold. We'll send it to you, okay?
Great. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate
it. Hey, keep us posted, too.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you. I will.
Okay. You hang on, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Sylvia listening to us in Corpus Christi. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I appreciate your program. And what caused me to decide to call in today is that your words about feeling like where is the Lord, or like we're sick and tired and whatever, things like that. I've been dealing a lot this year with illness, but that's really not what is getting me down. What is getting me down that I have been having a harder and harder time dealing with is that I have a son who knows the Lord, but he's constantly in and out of trouble with the law.
Well, how old is he, Sylvia?
He's already 50. And so recently, well, for the last two or three years, I've tried to help him understand that he can't continue to depend on me, that he has to rely on his faith and go back to being humble. That's the way I see his attitude and things like that, that instead of relying, and yet he tells me he prays all the time. But, and I believe that he does, but I think that when he's out of jail and he's on probation or whatever, you know, he's homeless, and because I live in a community where it's just for elderly people for independent living, and we're not allowed to have other people here.
Right.
And he would love to come over and stay with me at times when he's out there without a place to live. But I've sort of let him go and stay out there, hoping that one of these days he would, instead of turning back to trying to survive in the wrong way, that he would just... turn around, help other people or that are in his situation, maybe share the word with them and all. And I try to impress on him that that's how the Lord will start blessing him again. Instead, because they're homeless and because they're on probation, well, if they don't report to meetings every month and pay for their probation, then after two or three times they're back in jail because they cannot afford to pay. And it's like a catch-22 situation. But so in the meantime, they turn to drugs, to selling drugs. They turn to whatever. And then they get caught for that. Well, then it's twice as bad for them. But I don't know how to get that across to him anymore. But, you know,
well, Sylvia,
you were saying something
you...
about our blessings every day.
Yes.
I have been witnessing to another lady that lives here also, and she's got a similar situation with one of her sons. But anyway, she was such a blessing to me this morning because I keep praying with her. I keep pointing out scriptures to her, and she called me and she said that she asked me how to spell certain things, and she was trying to write a letter to her son about pleading the blood of Christ over him.
Well, Sylvia, let me do this. We're almost out of time on the program. I want to put you on hold in just a second and get some information from you that we can send, some resources that you can actually pass on to your son. And as far as he's concerned, you're doing what you can do. You have to leave the results of that in God's hands. I think a lot of times we as parents try to control outcomes. We try to produce results through our own efforts, and we just can't do it. And that's where we get so upset and that sort of thing and feel almost like a failure. But we don't have to feel that way. Your son is in God's hands. Let him figure it out. You hang on, and we'll get some resources to you.
Just about out of time, and thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Remember the Matching Gift Challenge. Between now and March 31st, you can double the reach of your ministry through Basic Gospel. Every contribution will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. As an example, a gift of $175 reaches 500 people with the gospel. Thanks to the Matching Gift Challenge, that same $175 will now reach 1,000 people. You get the idea. Please be sure to check Matching Gift as the fund designation when you visit basicgospel.net. And thanks in advance for helping connect with people and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're just about out of time for this edition of Basic Gospel. Thanks to Bob and Richard for being here. Thanks to you for joining us. We look forward to another live edition at the same time tomorrow and hope you'll join us then. So until then, have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.